ARD. SWR Kultur. Feature.
People often ask me how, as a deaf person, I can hear voices, music, poetry.
Wie kann eine taube Person hören?
I respond by turning the question round.
Meine Gegenfrage.
How can a hearing person hear?
Wie kann eine hörende Person hören?
I'll just start with a slow one, shall I?
How loud is it?
Very loud.
Very loud, okay, yeah. So I go down, yeah.
I usually play a few notes, single notes to start with.
Einzelne Töne machen Josephine glücklich.
What does it mean to inhabit a soundscape?
Was bedeutet es, eine Klanglandschaft zu bewohnen?
Not power, not to assert mastery over it. But a kind of service, perhaps, to the experience.
Nicht Macht und Kontrolle, eher eine Art Dienst an der Erfahrung.
I feel like an ice cream man going through his tubs of ice cream in the van.
Sie fühlt sich wie ein Eisverkäufer, der seine Eisbecher sichtet.
Can you describe the other sounds you're hearing now?
There are several birds singing. And some occasional movement in the trees.
Vögel, Bewegungen in den Bäumen.
And maybe a hum from Austin itself, which is only a few fields away. A pigeon every now and again.
Die nahe Stadt, eine Taube, die Weite.
There's a great sense of space. There are things happening at a certain distance away. It makes me stand still. In wonder, really. I mean, I'm listening through a very imperfect, a very limited, well, it's a very good, but limited device of the 22 electrodes of the implants.
Sie hört mit Hilfe von 22 implantierten Elektroden.
And yet, the sounds that the birds make are so pristine and complex. And
durch die Hörprothese klingt der Vogelgesang dennoch vollkommen.
It's difficult for me to believe that what I'm hearing is so incomplete.
Ist der Klang unvollständig?
Because it sounds so perfect and whole as I'm hearing it. But I know it must be different for you.
Für dich klingt er anders.
And different for them.
Yes.
Und nochmal anders für die Vögel.
Before I received my cochlear implant and therefore had no sound at all through the usual auditory pathway of ear, nerves, brain, I often found it difficult to believe when the wind blew on my face that I was not actually hearing it.
Vor der Implantation konnte ich nicht glauben, dass ich den Wind, den ich im Gesicht spürte, nicht wirklich hörte.
So I think hearing is something that is not confined to the ears.
Hören ist nicht auf die Ohren beschränkt.
To be misunderstood. To be cut off from communication. To be derided and ridiculed.
Missverstanden werden.
To be invisible.
Abgeschnitten und unsichtbar.
to be an individual but lumped with others in one category?
In eine Schublade gesteckt werden?
To be constantly tired? To be vulnerable to loneliness?
Immer zu müde und anfällig für Einsamkeit?
To be vulnerable to mental health problems? To be poor? To have a social problem dismissed as a medical problem.
Ein soziales Problem wird als medizinisches abgetan.
In classes at school, where there were whole groups of people involved, I found it a real struggle to follow what was going on. But because I was speaking normally, the teachers thought that my struggles to keep up in class were because I was somehow naughty or deficient, badly behaved. I didn't realize that I actually couldn't follow what was going on.
Als Kind konnte Josephine dem Unterricht oft nicht folgen.
And I felt that I had to pretend to be following things.
Weil sie normal sprach, hielten die Lehrer sie für aufsässig.
So that's what I did, I pretended.
Also tat sie einfach so, als würde sie alles verstehen.
I'm growing up listening and being used to not comprehending. So listening to the sounds for its own sake.
Weil sie hört, ohne zu verstehen, hört sie die Klänge um ihrer selbst willen.
And in fact, on the occasions that I did find out what the actual words were saying, they may have turned out to be incredibly banal. But I had a much more elevated and idealist concept of the meaning of things.
So hatte sie eine erhabenere Vorstellung von der Bedeutung der Dinge.
Largo Heads, Crossfell, Parkfell, Leadgate, Paper Hill, Yadmoss. Gilderdale Forest, Natchaskill, Nent's Head, Dalgang Hush, Gallygill, Low Cow Gap. To witness means to know a place.
Was bedeutet es, die Zeugin eines Ortes zu sein?
Lowness. And to live in a place such as Austin Moor.
In dieser Moorlandschaft zu leben.
In the shadow of Crossfell, connected to the lands, to the seasons, to the animals, to the people, to the culture.
Artist field.
Sich mit den Jahreszeiten, Tieren und Menschen zu verbinden.
In ever widening tentacles.
Billy's field.
It profoundly an act of witness.
Flat field.
Which is itself a poem.
Dieser Akt der Zeugenschaft ist selbst ein Gedicht.
There are many, many more, but I just can't think of them at the moment.
Oh, that was already a lot.
But pardon?
That was already a lot.
But there are many wonderful place names.
I don't know the name of that field. Oh, look. Oh, that's one of my ewes. With her lambs. Hello! Aren't you lovely?
Eines ihrer Mutterschafe kommt zu ihr.
I think that is the only ewe I have this year with lambs.
She came towards you.
Yes. Hello! The names of the winds are.
Die Namen der Winde sind.
Fahrt,
Furche,
Quell,
Angel,
Stein,
Sentence,
Mind,
Self.
I was living in the house above, in Cordham Low Flats. It was it was horrible, really. I was living in with this very unwell man, and we were both methadone addicts.
Früher wohnte sie in dem Haus da oben mit einem anderen Methadonabhängigen.
I had only been like that for a short time, really, because that was all bound up with the reason I left London. A very close friend committed suicide, and I reacted really badly to it, and just tried to dull the pain somehow.
Sie hatte London nach dem Suizid eines Freundes verlassen und versuchte, ihren Schmerz zu betäuben.
It didn't work, of course, but it led to a few years of very confused and chaotic living. So when I met Douglas, he knew all about my background, of course, because, you know, in a place like Austin, everyone knows what's happening. And he at once recognised that I was somebody who needed nurturing and needed help. And he basically nursed me as I recovered.
Als er eines Tages ihre entflohenen Gänse suchte, traf sie Douglas. Er half ihr zu genesen.
So, I was living in the house above, and somebody had given me some geese. They told me to keep them in for a few days, but I let them out too soon and they flew away. And so I went down to ask Douglas if I could search for them on his land. And I was a bit scared of him because he had a bit of a fearsome reputation.
Ein Mann mit einem gefürchteten Ruf.
So I went to his door and
knocked the door. You open it. Eyes wide, not me in.
Ich klopfe an die Tür, du öffnest sie, machst große Augen, nickst mich rein.
You perch in your high throne like a sparrow, talk in your chirrupy squeak. I have no idea why I find it so moving.
Du sitzt auf deinem hohen Thron wie ein Spatz und sprichst in deinem schnarrenden Quietschen. Ich habe keine Ahnung, warum ich das so bewegend finde.
We sit in silence, legs crossed. You have your pipes squeezed into your mouth, eyes clouded, far away. Looking down like the crow for scraps, now and again, scraps of looks, affection.
Die Pfeife im Mund, die Augen trübe, weit weg. Du schaust hinunter wie eine Krähe, die ab und zu nach Fetzen sucht, nach Fetzen von Blicken, von Zuneigung.
You are loving me. The sharp suck of smoke, the nip of lips is the only sound.
Das scharfe Saugen des Rauchs, das Nippen der Lippen, das einzige Geräusch.
The sudden outpoured light on Scarberry Hill, the only drama.
Das plötzlich verschüttete Licht auf Scarberry Hill, das einzige Drama.
So, you know, we fell in love with each other and got married. So it was kind of happily ever after. So sadly, you know, he was a lot older than me. So there was about 45 years between our ages.
Sie waren nur 6 Jahre verheiratet. Dann starb Douglas. Er war 45 Jahre älter als sie.
We had 6 years together before he died. I can hardly believe that he's been gone 20 years now.
You want to take a detour here.
The path begins between knapweed, melancholy thistle, and rosehip. Over the halberd's tinkling rustiness, swathed in beech.
The whole of that bank had been washed away.
Der Pfad beginnt zwischen Flockenblume, Alantistel und Hagebutte, über das rostige Rieseln des Halberns, umhüllt von Buchen.
To the harebells, the fork and the tangle wood.
Zu den Glockenblumen, zur Gabelung und zum Dickicht.
There used to be a willow tree there. And a whole lot of stone.
About once every 2 years, an angular boulder leaps down onto the lady's mantle and eyebright in the long, narrow meadow.
Etwa alle 2 Jahre springt ein kantiger Felsblock hinab auf Frauenmantel und Augentrost in der langen, schmalen Wiese.
This is the long, narrow meadow
where on moonlit nights I have met small flocks of sheep running towards me in the snow.
Wo ich in mondhellen Nächten kleinen Schafherden begegnete, die mir im Schnee entgegenliefen.
Yeah, going through the gate.
Oh,
that's okay. Yeah, then coming up to where the...
Where I have been challenged by the blinding torchlight of salmon poachers.
Und wo ich herausgefordert wurde, durch das blendende Fackellicht, von Lachswilderern, die von der Brücke auf mich zuliefen.
Running towards me from the bridge, pouches full at the hip.
Mit vollen Beuteln an der Hüfte.
Sounds beautiful too here.
Yeah. Dead rabbit, I think. I'm not quite sure.
A thistle stem or an iron ball that I found in the field. Do they know with what sense they have of touch or a bird's or rabbit's skull? No, that is, without discs, corpuscles or nerve ends.
Distelstängel, Eisenschalen, Vogel- und Kaninchenschädel.
That I'm going into their heart or a pine cone, you know.
Fühlen Sie auch ohne Nervenbahnen, dass ich in Ihr Innerstes vordringe?
Going where fingertips, palms, lips cannot. I had the idea of trying to get inside that object and into their inner wall, their chamber.
Dass ich versuche, zu ihrer Essenz zu gelangen.
And get the essence of it.
Thank you.
chocolate tonight,
This is the farmyard that was created when my late husband retired. So 13 years ago, I was asked by my neighbour at the time if I would adopt their geese. And
im alten Hof ihres Mannes hat sie Gänse aufgenommen.
They've bred and multiplied over the years. I found homes for some and some have died. But I've now got 10 living in and around this farmyard. I don't really keep them in any real sense. I just give them a bit of corn every day. And then I love the sounds they make.
Sie hält sie nicht. Sie kümmert sich um sie und hört gerne ihre Stimmen.
It's quite peaceful, but it's like a piece of music, a piece of pocketing. April 2012. While the last snowdrop was still blooming, but before the first wild garlic flowers, with the ground still draped in daffodils, I hung the 2 white quilts out on the line to dry.
Beim letzten Schneeglöckchen und vor der Bärlauchblüte hängte ich 2 weiße Kilts zum Trocknen auf.
And the day after I wrote the above, my hearing sputtered out, and a wall of sound advanced.
Am Tag, nachdem ich diese Zeilen geschrieben hatte, setzte mein Gehör aus und eine Flut aus Klängen stürzte in mein Inneres.
A tsunami on my inner world. Devastated at first, yet I am learning so much every day. At the moment, it is a pulsing orchestra of strings, with over it a plaintive clarinet-like voice, lamenting in descending motifs over the massed choirs that form an intense and slowly shifting harmony.
21st of June, 2012.
A xylophone starts that glittering virtuosic passage
playing inside me all
as the orchestra shifts into another.
Percussion, gamelan,
it is
church
so
bells,
my body is vibrating with the orchestra, my heart singing
and
with
over
the
it,
the
orchestra. Dry, brittle percussion, lowest
percussion,
in barely
tambour like a gamba, but not quite
28th of October,
and the voice plays dropped fragments of
suddenly, as I'm paying
sometimes
off the tune
of percussion layers of the rest,
the voice begins,
the vibraphone, a bell,
urgently in my right ear,
higher pitched and
female voice to vibrate against my eardrums.
A rhythm starts to fall
as if a radio somewhere, as if my parents had played a radio in the tent. The syllables come in thick and fast. With it,
Glockenschläge.
Bells of the day.
13.
Does day not fade? Powerful.
A sudden blast of fog moving in my left ear.
Echo.
Ein Nebelhorn links
Earth
im Ohr.
In an underground chamber.
29th of November. Labor night.
It be for that.
Unterirdische Echos.
This morning, just a fog of noise, like a cross between a radio's white noise crackle and a lorry's engine ticking
8th
over.
8th of December 2013.
Anfang Dezember 2013.
Arrive at surgical admissions.
Ankunft zur Operation im Krankenhaus.
Around 7:30 a.m.
It's as if you move through a shadow.
Es ist, als ginge man durch einen Schatten.
It's like moving through a painting almost. You read it with your eyes. Well, at least I read it with my eyes and move through a space. So I feel that's what I'm doing now with sounds.
Es ist, als bewege man sich durch ein Gemälde. Man liest es mit den Augen, bewegt sich durch einen Raum. Sie tut dasselbe mit den Klängen.
I mean, I'm not supposed to have any sort of directional hearing, but I do, because I can just turn around and changes. I might not have binaural hearing, but I certainly have very spatial hearing.
Would you like to go up to the forest?
Yes.
I think it would be nice to stand
yes,
there.
Yes, that would be lovely. I think I can hear a curlew.
Sie hört einen Brachvogel.
That is a curlew, isn't it? These sounds are what I like to listen to most.
to me, listening to this is better than any music I could listen to.
Für sie schöner als jede Musik.
And it's sad that many people don't get to experience this, and maybe as a result, they aren't given the value that they deserve.
Leider hören nicht viele diesen Klängen zu. So bleibt der Wert der Vögel verkannt.
Because they undoubtedly have a value which we can never adequately account for or describe. And they must have really difficult lives. And I worry that there may be fewer birds here than there were a few years ago, but I do all I can to encourage them. Feed the ones near my house anyway.
Die Vögel haben es nicht leicht. Es werden immer weniger. Sie tut, was sie kann, um ihnen zu helfen.
We're standing at the gate that leads from the flat field to Billy's field in the woodland that Douglas planted, which is now mature.
Wir stehen im Wald, den Douglas gepflanzt hat.
And we look out across the field towards the South Tyne Valley over the old quarry, the ewes would often give birth in this wood.
Die Schafe lammten oft an diesem geschützten Ort.
This would be a sheltered space for them under the trees. And it's very little changed. Some of the trees are leaning over. Ground underneath our feet is quite stony and rough. The tree roots and stones. I've always felt that this was a special spot here, just that at the gate to Billy's field, because it seemed to open out onto a huge vista and a different world. And
an dieser Schwelle öffnet sich der Blick in eine andere Welt.
The sound when you go into that different world, it's like coming into a huge
bone of space, an ear, if you like, an ear of the landscape.
Es ist, als ginge man in ein Ohr hinein.
This is a planet. This is a place on a planet. This is a river in this place. This is the place the river made. Here I am, standing in it.
Dies ist ein Planet. Dies ist ein Ort auf einem Planeten. Dies ist ein Fluss an diesem Ort. Dies ist der Ort, den der Fluss erschuf. Hier bin ich und stehe in ihm.
To be a witness is very different from being a detached observer.
Zeugin zu sein ist etwas ganz anderes als distanzierte Beobachterin zu sein.
It is to be connected on many levels and in many ways.
Man ist auf vielen Ebenen verbunden.
It is to be the poem I live. Rather than writing poems about the place I live.
Es geht darum, das Gedicht zu sein und nicht darum, Gedichte zu schreiben.
It is to live the poem I am.
Es geht darum, das Gedicht zu leben, das ich bin.
Im Ohr der Landschaft. Die Dichterin Josephine Dickinson. Radiophone Dokumentation von Ludwig Berger. Es sprach Susanne Heidenreich. Texte, Orgelmusik und Turmglockenspiel Josephine Dickinson. Textausschnitte von Josephine Dickinsons Alphabetula, Silence Fell, The Voice, Earth Journey, My Answers to the Questions Posed by Ilya Kaminsky und Some Occasional Notes on My Total Deafness, Tinnitus and Beyond. Harfe Simon Chadwick, Mitarbeit Florian Fischer. Danke an Laura Harrington. Redaktion Michael Lissek, Produktion Südwestrundfunk 2025.
Also man muss irgendwie schneller sein als die Tränen.
In der neuen Arthouse-Doku-Staffel stehen alle ziemlich unter Druck.
Ich saß eigentlich nur blöd im Zimmer.
Gewissheiten, die es mal gegeben hat, lösen sich auf.
Zu viele Nachrichten. Zu viele Sorgen. Zu schlimm.
Die kamen bei Nacht und Nebel hier an, haben sie einfach verteilt. Da frage ich mich, wer das verteilt hat.
Ein ukrainisches Orchester weiß nicht, wo es hin soll.
Ein Orchester, das sich allein durch Konzerteinnahmen finanziert, gibt es nicht. In Gera, wo es bereits ein Stadtorchester gibt, wird das KSO unter keinen Umständen einen Etat für die Dauer des Krieges erhalten.
Und ein Land steht so im Bann der Gewalt, dass manche vom Bürgerkrieg träumen.
Es werden genug Menschen aufstehen und sagen, so nicht mehr. Und wir werden bewaffnet sein. Ich träume davon. Drei oder viermal die Woche.
Bevor es auseinanderbricht, die neue Staffel von Arthouse Doku. Ab dem 10.09. schauen 6 neue Dokus ganz genau hin, lassen viel Platz zwischen den Zeilen und beleuchten radikal und kunstvoll unsere Wirklichkeit. Arthaus Doku, der Podcast Outside the Box von ARD und Deutschlandfunk.
Arthaus.
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 Doku.
Doku.